This is Peggy Baker at the home of Rocky Pottery in Athabasca. It's October the 14th at about 2 o'clock. And we're just going to talk about Rocky. So, Rocky, would you like to just start with your parents, who they were and where they came from and how they ended up in Moss Bank?
Okay, my dad's name was Lester Johnston, and he married Belle Watson of Dalesboro, Saskatchewan. Dad was born in 1886 in Ontario, and he came west looking for a job. Actually, he was in the war, too. He joined the army in 1917, and he was overseas. Not in the fighting. He wasn't in the fighting battle. And then when he came back, he was looking for a job. He went west. Actually, I could read you the whole story, but it's too much. Anyway, they were married in 1925.
In Moss Bank?
Near there, in uh-huh. Saskatchewan. I had three brothers. I was the third child. Three brothers, Donald, Garth, and Glenn. Glenn is still alive. My two other brothers are dead now. And I went to school in Moss Bank, got my grade 12. And then after grade 12, I went into nursing in Ottawa.
What do you remember about school in Moss Bank?
In Moss Bank? Well, we lived in town so I could walk to school every day. Mm-hmm. And the first recess, I walked home. I thought I had enough school. So actually, I think the teacher said I fell asleep in my first. And I had a girlfriend that called for me every day, and we walked to school. She lived just out of town, about half a mile. So I had one good friend that we walked to school. And it was fun. Small town.
What did you do for fun?
Well, there was a rink, went skating, and I also, for fun, I guess it wasn't fun, I delivered papers. My brother had the paper route, but he got a job, so he gave me his paper route job. And what did we do for fun? When we were little, I guess we made mud pies and swung and rode the bike. We had one bike for all of us kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, the time went, it's hard to remember all.
In high school, you went all the way to grade 12 in Moss Bank?
Yeah.
So in high school?
There was just six of us in grade 12, three boys, three girls, and we had double desks. I think I had to sit with a boy, I can't remember. But my two girlfriends sat together in this double desk. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine sitting in double desks? And school, well, there was grades 1 to 3 in one room, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 12. A small school. There was no hospital in the town. Moose Jaw was the closest. Moose Jaw or Assiniboia were the closest towns.
What made you decide on nursing as a career?
It was sort of a process of elimination. I didn't want to be a teacher. I didn't want to be a secretary. So I thought, I'll try nursing.
In Ottawa?
In Ottawa, because I had an aunt that was a nurse there. And she said, come east and I'll look after you. And, you know, we lived in residence then, so it didn't cost much money. We got $10 a month, I think. But so then I came back west.
Do you remember your first experience of moving into the residence and with all those other young ladies?
It was sort of exciting. It was like being away from home for the first time. But it was okay because I knew somebody in Ottawa. It wasn't like as if I was all totally alone. And then I didn't get home till I think. The following year, I didn't get home for Christmas.
For 3 years?
Well, no, I think once I was home, in the 3 years, yeah.
By train?
By train. Went there by train, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was exciting, too.
So then you came back to...
I came back west. to Turner Valley, because that's where my folks had moved from Saskatchewan to Turner Valley. And then I thought, well, I'll get a job in Alberta. So I wrote to Athabasca and Grand Prairie, and I heard from Athabasca first. So that's where I decided to go. Mm.
Who was the matron at that time?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mm. And so in those days, it was sight unseen for both of us. They didn't interview me, and I didn't interview them. They just said, come. So I boarded the bus and came to Athabasca in February. Winter, I thought, where am I going? To the end of the world. To the end of the world. But the bus driver knew the nurses, and he said, oh, they're there to meet you. And I was thinking, how does he know? But, of course, he knew the nurses. So
who was it? Who met you?
What was his name?
No, not the bus driver, but the nurses.
The nurses. I can't remember.
And then there was a nurse's residence?
Nurse's residence, and they stayed there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was it just nurses in the residence, or were there other staff?
I think it was just nurses, yeah. But that was nice having a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have to look for a suite or an apartment or something.
Yeah.
So that probably helped attract nurses to there. And, of course, then the young men were in town were looking for you know, a nurse or a teacher or something. So I think maybe it wasn't too long that I met Porky. And so then we started going together, and one of the nursing aides there, she says, you're going to marry him. And I said, oh, am I? I was only going to stay for 6 months, but... So here I am now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many years.
Yeah, yeah.
So nursing in Athabasca is a little different than Ottawa, Civic.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Do you remember adjusting to the different kind of nursing?
Well, it was a challenge, all right. But the nurses that I worked with were very good. Maternity was, I wasn't too keen on that, but one of the nurses, just call me anytime. If you need help, just call me. And she was very good. Mm. Well, actually, all of them were, but this one especially was very good.
Oh, the medical staff, that was be Dr. Wright.
That was Dr. Wright. And Dr. Brown.
What year was that?
1952.
So Wright and Brown.
I think there was just the two of them.
Miller came later?
He came later, yeah.
You remember night calls trying to get a hold of the doctors and phoning the town?
Oh, phoning the central. Oh, yes, yes.
The operator.
And the operator. Had to go through operator. Yeah. Looking for Dr. Wright. Okay, I know exactly where he is, and so he would find him, and he would get him up there. And of course, we had two. There was two floors in the hospital. Then, is that when you were there?
Yeah, the one across from your house.
Yeah, and we had to look after the two floors. Yeah, well, one time I remember I was like on the upper floor, and somebody buzzed from downstairs, so I was going down the stairs, and I actually fell down the stairs. And the patient said, "I were not in that big a hurry." I said, "Oh," but I didn't get hurt.
Oh, oh goodness!
I don't know how the patient knew that I fell, but anyway, maybe you heard the clunk.
I wonder what they would have done if we'd been out of commission. There was only one nurse,
and an aide.
So then you married Porky
in 1954.
What was he doing for a living?
He was a truck driver, and then later on he took his electrical course, became electrician, and then after that then he bought the hardware store, Link Hardware. But he was a truck driver when I met him.
Oh.
Yeah.
When, as you mentioned, there were a bunch of young men.
Well, yeah, it seemed like there was anyway, yeah.
I think there are a bunch of young nurses, too.
Yeah, right.
So what did you do for fun? Where did you go on dates? What is...
Dancing. There was a dance hall out at Island Lake, and I think every Saturday night there was a dance. Uh-huh. Or at Baptiste Lake there was a dance hall, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. And Porky had a canoe, and then he liked to go fishing, so of course then I learned how to fish.
And clean fish.
And I didn't learn how to clean on purpose. So I didn't clean, but I ate them, and he ate them. And then also he taught me to water ski. It took me many years, though. He kept saying, come on, come on, you got to learn, you got to learn. I said, but I can't swim.
You couldn't swim?
No.
Oh, Moss Bank, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. So when I was 40, actually, he got me up on skis, finally. Yeah. And in the meantime, though, we had done some downhill skiing, and, well, you know of downhill skiing when you have a snowplow. And I was snowplowing in the water skis, and then I couldn't turn the corner. And I had to take my glasses off, and I couldn't see where to land. So it was quite a challenge to do the water skiing, but it was fun.
You survived without any major injuries.
And then he says, well, I said, I'm scared to fall. He said, well, I'll take you out to the middle of the lake and stop the boat and let you down. And with a life jacket on, of course. Uh-huh. And it was fine. So then I didn't mind if I fell. So that was okay. Yeah, so what fishing and going to the lake and dances, skating.
Skating where?
There was a rink in town. Yeah, an outdoor rink. Until they built the other rink.
Down by where Ken's Confectionery is now?
Yeah. In that area, opposite there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Was there a curling rink at the time?
There was, I'm pretty sure there was a curling rink.
Did you curl?
I didn't curl, no.
So Tim and your other boy,
Ross,
were born when?
In Athabasca. Tim was born in 1959, February 59, and Ross in July of 61.
So they went to school in Athabasca.
Yeah.
Did you ever work anywhere else besides Athabasca Hospital?
No.
But Porky worked.
Yeah, he had very, very, very jobs. And he liked to have his vehicles. He liked his vehicles.
Yeah.
And he taught me to drive.
Oh, you didn't drive when you moved up here?
No, he taught me to drive. And that was the days when we could get a driver's license for $5. Just walk in and say, I want a driver's license. No test.
That explains it.
That explains my driving.
At that time, they did minor surgery in the hospital.
Yeah, they did tonsils, appendix, hernias. I don't know, gallbladders? No, I can't remember a gallbladder.
And then casts and
casts.
I don't know, broken bones.
Yeah.
Had a lot of patients from the bush. Patients who didn't speak English, First Nations people.
Yeah.
And fights. I mean, the patients, not the nurses.
Yeah, not the nurses. No. Not the nurses.
Yeah. The nurses were like a family, I thought.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Everybody supported everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't leave until you...
Didn't leave until I was... Yeah.
Until everything was under control.
Right, yeah.
When you first came, you worked a 44-hour week?
I think so, yeah. And we had split shifts, like in the morning, then a couple hours off in the afternoon, and then...
Come back.
Yeah.
Work like a 12-hour shift.
Well, yeah, because what can you do in the 2 hours?
Yeah.
But I'm sure... Getting back to when I was born, in 1929, that's when the stock market crashed, 1929. I'm sure that the parents were glad to have another mouth to feed.
Yes. You would have been in Turner Valley then when the big oil boom started, when the Leduc field...
Well, I know they had some oil there. Yes, it was...
Do you remember when the boom or anything?
No, I don't remember that. Of course, actually, I never lived in Turner Valley. My folks moved there while I was, in training. But they moved there, but I never lived there. And there was that flu epidemic not when I was alive, but that flu epidemic,
1918.
World War I, 1918, killed 20 million throughout the world, 30,000 to 45,000 Canadians. Anyway, this is back to my, getting back to my story. My story is not very exciting, although an exciting trip that we did have, and Peggy would remember this too, is the trip to Wabasca.
Oh, yes.
We were going up there it was going to be a,
progressive
dinner party, and Peggy had the groceries.
I'd come down here for some medical tests or something.
Yeah.
I was going back with
getting a ride back, and I think Peggy had a lot of the groceries for this party, and so we had Porky and I and our two kids. They were quite young.
I
don't know, 5 or 6, 3. Anyway, they were just little. And so it was in the winter. What month was it? Anyway, we thought we'd take a shortcut, and then it started to snow.
Porky decided to take
Porky decided to take a shortcut. And we got stuck.
Started to snow,
and we got stuck. And Porky said,
pushed down.
Yeah, Peggy and Porky did the digging, and I don't know if I prayed or what, but anyway, I didn't do much but sit there. And Porky said, if a cat came over the hill right now, I'd kiss the driver. And lo and behold, here comes the cat.
Yeah.
And we stayed in the camp that night.
The logging camp.
The logging camp.
Deserted because
all the... And the lights are blaring, lights and on in the bunkhouse. And the next day was beautiful. So we drove out to Wabasca, and the party was over. I think they canceled it because we didn't get there with the food. But
well, it was our grocery. There was no store in Wabasca, so...
But that was very exciting. And then we were up there another time for the carnival. Yeah. So that was exciting. And then when I retired in 80, I retired in 84. And then in 85, then we started going south for a couple of months every winter.
Oh.
From 85 till 98. I think 98 was our last year that we went south to Arizona.
So you sold the house down across from the hospital.
And moved out to an acreage,
yeah,
out by Grossmont area. Mm. Yeah. 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 And then in 2009, Porky got really sick, so then we had to buy a place in town, had to move to town, because I knew I couldn't manage out there alone. So I've been in this condo here now for 5 years. 2010 we moved in here. And it was nice out in the acreage. We had cats. Oh. We didn't have animals, only cats, 4 cats.
4?
Yeah. They used to go walking with us.
The grandchildren would enjoy coming out to
water
ski and look after the cats.
Oh, yeah, right, water skiing. Oh, yes, we took the kids, the grandkids, skating and skiing when we had to. Of course, we were retired, so we had time to do this.
Yeah.
So they all learned to skate because we took them there.
So Ross's, that's Ross's
kids?
That's
Ross's kids, yeah.
And Ross is where?
Ross lives out by the Hutterite, out in that area.
Oh.
They have 3 children. And Tim lives in Edmonton. He has 1 daughter.
So you don't remember anything about the war beginning or your neighbor's being called up, or?
Well, I was only 10. Well, I was born 29, so I was 10. I just remember that the parents saying, talking about the war, and, you know, being a little bit scared, but at 10,
yeah,
like it wasn't sort of close to home, so, you know, I don't remember really thinking about it too much.
Mm-hmm. What did you say your dad did?
He worked in a lumberyard. Although there was a Air Force, a bombing training school in Moss Bank, and we did rent part of our house to a family, an Air Force family, during the war. Our house was not very big, but they made the upstairs into a suite. This family, the three kids, I can't believe it now, how they manage. How they manage, but we all managed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was during the war. Well, I do remember we didn't have a vehicle. My dad did not have a vehicle. He did once, but he traded it for a radio. And so we listened to, you know, the hockey games, Fibber McGee and Molly, and
Lux Radio Theater.
Yeah, that was our entertainment, like at home, like as a family. We didn't have a vehicle. He had one for a while.
The Honeymoon Ford, 1925. What happened to your brothers? Where did they end up?
My older brother, Donald, he ended up in B.C. He worked for the highways. And then they lived on the island for a while. They moved around quite a bit, Donald. And he died about 5 years ago. He was diabetic, and he was almost totally blind. And then the other brother, Garth, he was in insurance business, and he lived in Calgary, and he passed away last year, almost 2 years now. And then Glenn was a geologist. He's still alive, and he's in Calgary. But anyway, this Ford that my dad had, the Depression was upon us, and no money for gas or repairs, so he traded even Stephen for a radio.
Gosh, imagine.
Oh, and yeah, so we listened to Lux Theater, Amos and Andy, Fibber McGee and Molly, and Dad said that other times he would read his Peter Rabbit and the Three Little Pigs. And one of his friends said, Les, the best time of your life is when the children are small. He was so right. And isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Well, most of
whether they're our kids or the grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a foul supper. They used to have foul suppers then, too.
Yeah.
In 1937, 25 cents for the adults.
And the kids were free?
12 and over 15 cents. Oh. And under 6, no charge.
Yeah.
1937.
It wasn't much different here.
No, yeah. No. And cows sells for 89 cents.
For the cow?
Yeah. Well, one farmer shipped a cow to Winnipeg, and after paying the freight, he received a check for 89 cents.
So, Rocky, I wanted to ask you about the hospital fire, because I remember that you were on duty when that happened. So was I.
actually, I wasn't on duty.
Oh, you were not?
I was away, and I remember my son Tim phoned me. He says, you're out of a job. And I says, how come? He says, there was a fire. But actually, I wasn't out of a job. No, I actually missed the fire. Yeah, so I was lucky. Yeah. But I think in the last interview, I mentioned that we had a night watchman.
Oh, I don't think you mentioned
it. Oh, I didn't mention that. For a while, we had a night watchman because apparently some of the younger nurses, not me included, of course.
Of course.
Were having their boyfriends come to visit them at night on duty. So I don't know what years that was or how long we had this night watchman, but that was sort of an interesting period.
So I came in 1960, and that was before my time.
Then it was in the 50s. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, the nurse's residence, it was handy living there, because when we weren't too busy on nights, we could look out the window, one of the windows, and see all the nurses and the nursing aides coming home from their dates. Then we can say, aha, you got in at 2 in the morning. mention some of the doctors that I worked with. They were there.
And the matrons?
I'll mention some, not in this order, but there was Dr. Wright, Dr. Miller, Dr. Brown, Dr. Kiltz, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Oldale, Dr. Doyle, and I think it was Dr. Pollock. I think that was the name. And the matrons, when I first came, it was Mrs. Stevenson. I believe it was Mrs. Stevenson. And then Georgia Spence and Mrs. Parr.
That would be the wife of Edwin Parr.
Yes, yes. And then after her, it was... Help me out, Peggy. There was Dorothy for a while?
Before Dorothy, I think, was...
Rosalie?
Rosalie Stobie, yeah. Well, she wasn't Stobie, she's Sarita.
Sarita, yeah. Yes, Sarita, Rosalie, and then Dorothy was for a while.
Dorothy Pottery, yeah.
And Barb Pitkawa.
Do you remember after the hospital fire, when all the patients were displaced?
Yes.
Where did you go then? Where did you work?
Well, after the fire, we were moved. Then I think there was the on the west wing. It was still usable, until they got some trailers in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like there was the east wing and the west wing, so we weren't really out of work. You know, it was still usable, but they didn't do any surgery. You know, for a while until the trailers came in. Yeah.
So the day of the fire, the patients were either sent home.
Probably sent home. Yeah. I'm thinking. Yeah. Yeah, because I wasn't there at that time. I was on holidays.
Oh, that's where you
were. Yeah, I was on holidays.
I was also thinking about Porky and his extraordinary water skiing skills.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I mentioned, but yeah, he loved to water ski. And I finally learned how to water ski when I was 40 years old. But I didn't ski for many years, but I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then we spent a lot of time fishing, and he liked to hunt. And
do you remember some of the extraordinary tricks he did when he was, that most people can't do on water skis?
Well, when he used to get up on a ladder,
yes.
On a round board, and put the little ladder, three-step ladder on it and go round and round, and yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Did your boys follow with...
Oh, yes. They both could water ski. Yeah.
That's when you had the cabin at the lake?
I had the cabin at the lake. Yeah. Yeah.
So you spent a lot of time out there.
Well, they did. They certainly did. I don't remember even staying overnight there, because mostly I seemed like I was working. When they were out there, I was working. But that was okay. I enjoyed my years of working, and yeah.
So when during that time, working meant that you were in the labor room and you were in the operating room and
on the ward, yes, in the children's ward, the nursery, just like all of us,
Was it a shock from Ottawa Civic to come to a little place like
that? Oh yes, yeah.
Where you just had to do everything.
Yeah.
Can you describe some of the, when you had an emergency day at the hospital, some of the things you had to do to track down the doctor? Or
I remember one time especially, there was a lady in labor, like she was ready to deliver, and the doctor didn't answer the phone for some reason, so I sent my helper, the aide, to go and wake her up. I mean, we wouldn't do that nowadays, send somebody off. But that was only that one instance.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah, so, yeah, it was interesting. And then one time there was two floors, like there was the upstairs, downstairs, and we had to do both, which I don't know how we managed, but we did, and just two people on duty on nights and...
With no elevator.
Was no elevator, yeah.
Just a ramp.
just a ramp, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. I really liked, my job.
Yeah. It was kind of a learning experience.
All over again. You're right. Uh-huh. Yeah. But we all helped each other. It was a happy time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that whole crop of nurses that came when you did married local boys, right?
Quite a few of them, yes.
There was you and
Dorothy.
Dorothy Pottery.
Yeah. And Pat. Pat Gartner, Pat Woodward.
Pat Gartner.
Glennis.
Glennis.
Rogers. Glennis Lewis. Yeah. Probably some others.
Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Phyllis Fix.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And Alice. Alice
oh.
Era. Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And lab and x-ray were, lab and x-ray staff were grads of the NAEP program?
I was think so.
It was like a 10-month course?
I think so, yes.
And who do you remember from?
From lab and x-ray? Inger.
Inger.
Inger Jorgensen.
Oh, yeah. Inger,
but she married Singular. She was with lab and x-ray.
Dorothy. Appleby?
Dorothy, that's right, Dorothy Appleby, yes.
Yeah, so they all stuck around too.
Yes, yeah.
Those
yeah.
Athabasca
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think, probably I mentioned, of course, then I got married in 1954, met Porky in 52, got married in 54, and then we had two boys, Tim and Ross, and now I have four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. And I'm still young. Oh.
Yes, yes, that's true.
My one great-grandson, Ethan, he says, Grandma, I know how old you are. You're 86. He says, that's your favorite number, 86.
So you're going to stay that
number. Yeah. But yeah, my life hasn't. It's been a good life, but not really that exciting as but some lives. As some
very
lives,
significant in the life of Athabasca yeah. and the hospital.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of the Athabasca Hospital, I think of you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking time to do this.
Well, I hope it's been.
Yes, it has been.
It has been, okay.
It has been worthwhile.
It's worthwhile, that's the word, yeah. Thank you, Peggy, and I'm anxious now to hear yours.
Oh, are you? Okay.